Welcome back to the Saturday Morning Coaches Show. We're going to visit with Sherry Hansen. Sherry is the La Caprile Valley Dawson Boyd girls track coach. And good morning, Sherry.
Good morning.
Yeah, well, this COVID-19 pandemic's really messed a lot of things up, hasn't it?
Boy, yeah, it's changed everybody's lives, that's for sure.
That's right. And pretty sad for the high school kids, especially the seniors, isn't it?
Yeah, we got 12 senior girls this year on track, and it's, you know, I was out of it for a couple years and then came back, and it doesn't take you long to get attached to these kids, and you spend some significant time with them, and, you know, they bond with each other so much, and they're friends and competitors and friends, but it's really sad to miss out on that final opportunity for them. And, you know, unless you've been in it, I don't think you can really understand the scope of it. And I mean, these kids are just special. They work hard as athletes, but they're awesome kids, and they, you know, they mentor the younger kids, and it's real hard to find good role models sometimes, but man, they're good kids, and I'm sure going to miss them. I miss the fact that we don't even get to have the season with them.
That's right. Well, last week I talked with Coach John Sherbin. He said he had like 25, 30 years in as a track coach, but he said you had him beat. So.
Yep, I do. I'm older, though. I should, right?
So how many years have you been involved in the track?
This would have been 35.
35, Sherry. Wow, that's awesome.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yep,
anything? Yeah, what has changed? Anything changed in track since you started coaching?
Well, when I started first I started over in Appleton when I first started. I filled in for Becky Brown when she had her first little girl, and so I got to start coaching track over there and loved it. And then we went to the La Caprile Lakers when we were combined with Dawson and Madison and Marietta, and we had all those schools involved.
Bellingham,
that was all of those schools were involved, and that was a great time. We had some really fun athletes and had some pretty good success there too. And then when the school opened and we paired, and that it's just been a lot has changed as far as some of the rules and stuff goes, but you know, the events changed. When I ran track in high school, it was yards. So that really dates me, but it's all meters and stuff now. So, yeah. And I'm okay with that.
Yep.
So it was good, yeah.
So I think Carrie Tolson ran for you, didn't she? Or
yes, she did. Mm-hmm. I had both her sisters, Stacy and Cammy. Cammy was more of a sprinter and hurdler, and then Carrie was distance, of course. And Stacy did middle distance and stuff too. So we had all three of the girls.
Oh, that must have been a thrill for you.
It was fun, yeah.
Yeah, you've had some great athletes under you all these years, haven't you?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Well, let's, before we talk about your roster for this year, maybe talk a little bit about last year, how that went for you.
We had a good season last year. Had a little trouble with legs off and on, and of course, the spring was terrible last year. We had snow, towards the end of April even? Did we have a snowstorm?
Right, yeah, big snowstorm in April, yeah.
Yeah, I think I remember 5 feet of snow coming in across my yard, so yeah, it was really ugly. So yeah. Battling with the weather, of course, and cold conditions, and you hate to run them indoors too much, and it's just tough not being on the track, and, you know, field events get staggered behind a little bit, too. So just had a good season, very good. You know, Camby Mariota was a tough competitor, as usual, but the kids did a good job and ended up with a couple people at state. Josie Munsterman qualified kind of as a surprise thing at the end in high jump, and Avery Bartunek made it in triple jump again, and just, you know, went down and competed hard and did a good job and just had a really good season. So kids did well.
Good. Well, you mentioned you had 12 seniors this year. Wow.
Yes.
Let's talk about those seniors, Sherry. Maybe tell us a little bit about them.
Okay, Avery Bartunek. She's long triple jumper, and she high jumped and ran some sprints. Jade Bukowski really was coming on last year in triple jump and did some sprinting. Alyssa Cam threw for us and shot discus. Maddie Gies was a sprinter for us. Megan Mamer ran sprints for us and did jumps also. Josie Munsterman did hurdles and high jump. Julie Overton was a really good thrower for us in shot and discus both. Callie Soulier, she was kind of our jack of all trades. She would run just about anything you asked her to, threw a little disc here and there, and mostly a sprinter, but just really did a good job. Annika Trigested ran distance for us. Callie Wendiger was doing really well, too, last year as far as her long triple jump and some sprints for us. Georgia Will ran distance. Ashlyn Wittenable struggled a little bit with legs, but when she could run, she was running sprints for us and did a really good job. So that is our list of seniors.
Wow. Yeah, good quality girls there, aren't there?
Yes, yes. And like I said, you know, they just great personalities, hard workers, fun to be around, and they're such good mentors for the younger kids. And with a big bunch like that, it's going to be hard to replace some big shoes to fill for next year. So.
Right. And what really makes it sad, too, is you had a really good spring as far as weather-wise compared to last
man.
Year. You would have got off and running right away, right?
Yeah, we would have had our early bird, which we normally never get. And
right.
Milbank has an early meet that we usually don't get to go to, but probably would have made a lot of early meets, which would have been really nice.
Yep. Do you have the rest of the roster there in front of you, Sherry? Or?
I do.
Okay.
We don't have a lot of juniors. It was Josie Sherb and Alex Stitt and Caitlin Weiss. And our sophomores were Lainey Bartunek, Brooklyn Bendixson, Alex Berg, Aaliyah Cochran, Layla Poost, and Elise Trexler. Our freshmen were Kelly Borman, Maya Conroy, Annika Fernholz, Lexi Gleggy, Hannah Goshi, Cameron Lee, Claire Lowry, Reagan Martinson, Madeline Matthews, Paige Meyer, Peyton Moe, Whitney Persicky, Taylor Shelstead, Sydney Wellnitz, and Caitlin Wittenable. So we got a lot, nice bunch of freshmen. So hopefully we'll be able to get a season in next year and do something with it.
Wow, yeah, that's a great roster.
Yes, you bet. And a lot of those kids were kind of getting into their events that they liked and good workers. And so it'll be fun to see how they progress through the year for next year.
Right.
Our eighth graders are Abby Alonzo, Andy Doctor, Ayanna Hasted, Isabel Jelly, Ella Johnson, Reese McCoy, Atiana Specht, and Lexi Wushlager. And those eighth graders, too, last year, seventh graders did a really good job and was looking forward to seeing those guys. And the best thing, Dave Thompson's our junior high coach, and I laugh because he's such a great guy. He's so much fun. Kids have a good time with him, and he makes it fun for the kids, but they also work. So it's fun right. to see him out there working with the kids. So, yeah.
Good. How about other coaching staff for the track team? Anyone else?
Joel Voorhees.
Okay.
Yeah, Joel Voorhees is the boys' junior high, but he also helps the girls as far as jumping, long and triple jump goes, and some high jump stuff. And he and Mr. Kester both do with the jumps. And then we have a couple volunteers, Ted Albers and Mike Burns, come out and help with. Mike helps with the hurdles, and Ted's excellent with high jump. And then, of course, John is the varsity boys coach. And then Paul Lowry is my assistant, and he's fabulous as far as shot and discus, and he's got a lot of kids to work with, and it's, you know, that's kind of a specialized events there, and he's got his hands full working with weight room and conditioning and stuff, and he does a really good job with our throwers. A lot of those kids have made some big strides, so yeah, we've got a great coaching staff. We've been together for a little while and lots of years of experience, so that helps.
I guess,
too.
Yeah. Yeah, and another thing is, I know, like, Bartunek, she went to state last year, and I know she was really looking forward to getting back there. And what event was she in again?
She was in triple jump.
Triple jump, that's what it was, yeah.
Yep.
So, yeah, that's kind of sad. Yeah. The girls won't get the chance to do that. So.
Exactly. And I think Avery has signed to go down to in Sioux Falls to go to a school there, and I pretty sure Josie's going to Brookings, not positive. I'm just trying to keep up with some things I see from here and there, and either that she's signed on or that she's considering going to Brookings, and
right.
So a few of the kids will be going on, and I know Avery's going to do some track when she's in college. So
good. Yeah, and speaking of college, we're actually going to be talking with Sadie Thompson and Jordan Sterud, who was Lac Qui Parle Valley Dawson Boyd track girls, now running in college, so you know them well.
Yes, excellent. Distance runners and hard workers, but great kids, yes.
Yep. All right, did we cover about everything, Sherry, there?
I think we did.
Okay, wow. 35, 38 years?
35.
35 would have been your 35th year this year. You'll remember this one, I suppose.
Yes, I will.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, hopefully I get a 36th year in then.
I hope so.
All right. Thank you, Sherry, for getting us up to date on the girls' track team.
And thank you, Paul, too, for your coverage through all the years and with everything. The kids really appreciate that.
Okay. Yep. Thanks a lot. All right, that'll wrap up our visit with Sherry Hansen, the Lacapra Valley Dawson Boy Girls Track Coach. We'll take a commercial break, and when we come back, we'll hear from Sadie Thompson. Sadie's running cross country and track down at the University of Sioux Falls, and we'll talk to Sadie, and then after that, we'll visit with Jordan Sterrud.